cheap. So Melissa Hill made a visit to us tonight and is going to come chat with us. So.
Hi, ladies. Melissa Hill. I've got two children, Owen, who's 9, and Victoria, who's turning 4 in a few weeks. And so I'm still technically a mom, but I'm also an e-mom. Thrilled to be here tonight. I find this a huge topic to narrow down into 5 minutes, so excuse me if I talk too quickly or get too excited, particularly about the deals. Those of you who know me well, I'm pretty passionate about saving money and finding deals. But when I was thinking about staycations, there are two different ways you can go, right? You can stay in your own home, let your kids sleep at home and sleep the way that they do in their own beds, or you can book a hotel locally. And I've booked a hotel locally several times successfully through Priceline. There are other apps, like Get a Hotel Tonight, I think it's called Hotel Tonight, that you can download onto your phone or electronic gadget of your choice and surf and see what's on sale that night. But I've been able to get hotels in Reston for as low as $70, which is really good for the area. And there's a lot to do in like the Reston Town Center area that would be fun for kids or for you and your husband if you can get away without kids. So those are kind of the two different ways I see a staycation going. And then if you can, set a budget and set a time span. So if it doesn't seem realistic to do even a whole day with your kids' ages or what they're going through, just say, we're going to do a vacation half day and live it up. Let's see. Some of my favorite websites to check for deals are Certificate, you've probably heard of, Groupon, and Living Social. And if you're a member of Ebates, which is another website, it's a portal for that would give you money back on those websites. And so you can even get more money back if budget is an issue or if you find it satisfying to save money as you're booking these things. Sometimes you'll see deals come up on Certificate for flight, trampoline park, or the pirate, like boomerang ship that's on the Potomac and other things like that. With my 9-year-old, one of the things that he would enjoy is like a hop-on, hop-off D.C. tour, and that would be an easy way to do a staycation right in D.C. But one of the things I'd encourage you to do is to just look at your family's favorite things. Like, what do your kids already like to do? What do you and your spouse like to do? And go from there. That's changed for our family over the years, of course. And right now, my son's really into video games, and the best thing that he could do is go to this place called The Cave in Fairfax, which is just this sea of PCs and Xboxes, and you can go choose. I'm like, that's fun for you. But it's $5 of happiness per hour for him. And so if you can kind of plan those things into your day to keep both kids or however many kids you have happy, I highly encourage it. So there are tons of things you can do right here in Northern Virginia, and most of you probably already know there are moms groups you can join to get into activities, even outside MOPS. If you have like a moms club within your zip code, that's something that I did when my first one was really young, right in Burke, and they had things going every day all summer long. And so that was helpful to have access to activities that I didn't have to plan, and we got group rates at different places, so that's just an idea. But here in Northern Virginia, there's a free trolley in Old Town Alexandria. I know a family that would pick a day each week of the summer, and that like Tuesdays, and they would go drive down to Old Town, get off in King Street, hop on the trolley, go get cupcakes, hop off in the park. Like, they would just do this whole vacation day out of it, and they would spend like maybe $25. So I thought that was a cool idea. I've never done it, but my kids love the Metro, and the Metro is free for kids 4 and under, for 2 kids that age per adult. So I know there are a lot of safety concerns right now with Metro, and that's legitimate to be concerned about. But my kids think that just a Metro ride is still a party, so it's pretty cheap entertainment, although they do get tapped out by the time we get to D.C. and do our actual activity. My kids love water, and so if you don't have a pool membership or live in a community that does have a pool, find a friend who does and see if you can pay their visitor or guest rate and make that a fun outing. If you're not into being in the sun with babies in 90-degree weather, we love Cub Run. I think it's called Rec Center in Chantilly, so it can be a little bit of a drive. But there's a Chick-fil-A nearby, and there's also a couple bounce house places out there if you wanted to make a day of it. There are all kinds of spray grounds for the littler kids. Like, my 4-year-old is much more comfortable with that, and so there are a couple really cool ones right in Arlington. And then there's one at Fairfax Corner and a couple other ones in the farther out in the suburbs, there's a lavender farm, and there's strawberry picking if you're up for something outdoors. In D.C., there's all kinds of, you know, free concerts in the summer. There are some interactive concerts at the Kennedy Center, if you can get your kids there, where they can, like, walk up to the instruments. I think that happens once a week in the summer, and some of the older kids might really enjoy, like, touching a tuba or seeing what you really sound like up close. Teddy Roosevelt Island is kind of a little-known gem, and you can take your strollers up there and march through the woods. If your older kids start reading or getting into gadgets and maps, geocaching is an interesting way to go with that. It can take some training, and it can be complicated if you can't actually find the cache. But some of them have really cool giveaways, or like it leads into another kind of scavenger hunt type thing. So that's been a fun thing for our older one. The Spy Museum is one of my son's favorite museums, and it's something you can easily get into and out of within about 2 hours, but you do have to pay. So that's where I'd say look for the deals, but there are lots of great restaurants right down near there too. And then if you're thinking day trips during your staycation, Inner Harbor, Baltimore, you know, you could spend some serious bucks and go to the National Aquarium up there. Or Harper's Ferry, West Virginia might be fun for history. But the last thing I just want to say, when you're planning something like this, is to plan something that's fun for you, because I've found that even these shorter day trips can be really exhausting for mom. So if you're on a budget, you know, use your apps and pick up your Starbucks on the way, or order Chipotle and pack your lunches for your kids, or Panera or something like that on the way, and just take care of yourself. I'm Melissa Hill. You can Facebook me if you have any questions. I'd love to be a resource for you, or ask anybody on the leadership and we can get connected. Thanks. Have a great summer.
Thank you, Melissa. I hope you all got some great tips that you can share with me afterwards. So next up, we have Diana Warden and Jenny Britton. They are both on staff here at Emmanuel and take care of most of our kiddos and E-Mom's kiddos and all the kiddos here at Emmanuel, and for those of us who know them, they are near and dear to our hearts. Interesting fact about the two of them, their moms were born on the same day in the same hospital and went to the same high school with actress Shirley MacLaine, is that right? And then their dads were classmates in the Navy together, so they are well connected. Did you guys know each other before Emmanuel, though? Yeah? Oh, well. There you go. Lifetime friendships. Wonderful. So fun facts. So they are going to talk to us about joyfully embracing summer rest. So please welcome Diana and Jenny.
Ladies, I'm not Diana or Jenny, sorry. If you want any ice cream, grab it really quick, because we're going to have to go put it in the freezer. It's starting to kind of get a little soft.
I would grab it now. How are you guys doing? You guys are quiet. Woo-hoo! Yeah, there you go. So, except for the sweet old baby. Okay, guys, so, let's see. I mean, I probably don't need that because I'm very loud. But anyways, I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm so glad we're here tonight to be able to talk to you. And you know what? And whenever I get asked to speak, and as Jenny and I were asked to speak tonight, it really was a great opportunity for us to reflect on our own life and just to see kind of what's going on with us and just, you know, do some reflection and thinking and about ourselves and what where we're at in our stage of life. And even though we're a little bit farther along in the parenting journey than you guys, you know, we find out that we're still struggling to find how to have that rest, that balance of rest. So we are not experts tonight, but we are just maybe a little bit farther along the journey, and we're just going to try to encourage you with what we have to share tonight. And, you know, Jenny is been so busy planning and embracing rest that I think she's gotten a little bit behind. And oh, there she is! Hey! Whoa! Hey, Jenny.
Hi there. Sorry about that.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you guys. Hey, welcome, Jenny.
Hey, guys. I don't know why it is, but I always seem to be running into rooms late after you start talking.
I don't know. It just kind of happens.
I don't know how it happens that way.
Wow. Wait, well, let's pull this up here a little bit
farther. Yes, we're so definitely going to need
this
table.
Let's get this up
okay.
here closer. Okay.
Do we want to pull
oh,
it up?
Oh, here we go. Like okay. that. There you go.
Okay.
This is good.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, what you got?
Control things. Okay. Well, yeah. Like Diana said, I am, you know, I am kind of addicted to Pinterest, and I'm sure none of you out there are. And so, you know, when I think about things that are coming up and, you know, events or even just breaks in the school year, I'm always hitting up Pinterest to find out, you know, what the latest and greatest is for stuff.
Okay.
And so I do have a lot of stuff here.
You do, Jenny. I mean,
today.
The whole deal was we're supposed to be, like, embracing rest, and this bag does not look very restful. It kind of feels like you might have gotten, you know, maybe not gotten the
roll
memo.
With me.
Might not have gotten the memo.
Well, you might be wrong about that. Okay. So, anyway, just let me share what I have, okay? Don't jump the gun. I have this really cute chalkboard. Some of you know I like doing chalkboards, and so I had this really cute chalkboard at home, and I was thinking about what you all have been talking about. I think all year long you've been talking about embracing rest, and summer is an awesome time to really give it a big hug.
Okay.
And so I thought the summer should be the summer of joyfully embracing rest. So my husband is an acronym guy. He's always making acronyms out of everything. He's always running letters together and making words that don't make sense. So I thought I would channel him a little bit, and I came up with an acronym. So we're calling it the summer of JER, joyfully embracing rest.
JER.
Okay?
What?
So I made this, and I'm going to put that up in
okay.
my house just to remind me that
okay.
this is the summer of JER. And you see the hashtag, because I like Instagram. So feel free to you know, take it and
that's
roll with it.
That's pretty
so,
clever.
I know, I'm telling you, this
okay.
is all good.
Okay.
And so I thought the summer of JER would be really cool, so it could be like the JER Club.
What?
So I made t-shirts.
What? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
And I made one for you.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
Yes. And
so
and I think we should do a selfie right now.
Oh, I think we should too. Totally.
I mean, you're like in the back, everybody crowd
okay.
in.
Okay, yeah, let's turn this way, turn this way. Okay, hold on.
Can you do that? I don't know your password.
Okay. And you know how to push.
I mean, this is gonna be the first JER
okay.
hashtag here.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
All right, do it.
Okay, we need this.
Hold on.
Everybody smile. Okay, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm short. You need to.
And you're old. You need to turn it around.
Oh, here. I did turn around. Oh,
no.
There we go. Okay.
We're not taking a picture of the backdrop.
All right. Hey, everybody smile.
Why are we not in the picture?
I don't know how this works. Okay, ready.
Oh, you're the worst.
Here we go. Hey.
That's terrible.
Hey, we got it.
Terrible.
I love it.
Okay.
Jenny, I think it's fantastic.
It's going out that way.
This is so creative, and I love it. I mean, who doesn't love a good
hashtag?
I'm going to
take my sweater off. I'm getting warm.
And I love the color. It's fantastic.
I know. Isn't it cute?
You got the female cut. That's great. Good.
I know.
Great.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So we got the shirts. We got the first selfie. We got the hashtag
okay.
going.
All right.
But one thing that I really like to do, some of you know that I like writing. And so I find that I do.
Yes.
I'm not making that up.
Nope.
I have so many journals at home, but I found this really cute. I mean, I happen to have this the notebook at home. I found this really cute paper to go over top of it, and it.
Wow, it matches.
Matches.
Good.
It's going.
That's,
we got the theme going.
Okay.
Yep. And so I have my journal. I'm
yeah.
gonna start journaling because I totally, you know, I do that when I relax, which is like, I don't know, once a year.
Wow.
I actually journal. It's pretty sad.
But you
so,
love it.
But I love it. Okay. I wish I could do it more.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, I have that. And, oh, since I'm journaling, I might as well be blogging.
What?
So the summer of JER is going to be a blog.
Okay. Well,
yes. I'm just going to blog.
So the hard
I'm going to write every day
and the digital.
About how I have been relaxing.
Okay. Jenny, this is sounding not at all like
no, it's good. It's good. I'm not stressed
okay.
yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, wait. What else we got in here? Wait.
It's good stuff. I'm telling
okay,
you.
What is this?
Hey, yeah. Check this out. This is really cool.
Okay. What is this? This.
Well, I made this because.
Mom's timeout box.
Yeah, it's called the Mom's timeout box.
Okay.
It's really cute.
It's very cute, and I like it how it
the
matches.
The paper, it all works. It's
okay,
going
so
together.
What is this all about?
Well, it's got stuff in here. I mean. You know, we all need timeouts. We put our kids in timeouts, and it's No, not discipline. It's just to give them a little bit of separation. And so we moms need some timeouts from time to time. This is for hardcore timeouts.
Okay.
So I have my essential oils, my lavender.
Wow.
You know, to...
Oh, good. Just, you brought your diffuser. Oh, that's great. Perfect. Okay.
You know, just to take me to my happy place.
Okay.
And some tea, some lotion, some, you know, yummy things from Trader Joe's, and some chocolate, because who doesn't feel better when they've had...
Okay, wow.
A good
What else do you have in here? What else is this? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. What else do you have in here?
Is that the...
No, is that the list? This is
that's,
it. What is this?
Yes.
40 ways to relax?
Yes.
You actually went online to find 40 ways to relax?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. This is not seeming very relaxing.
It's very relaxing. I actually penciled in my planner book when I'm going to read that.
Okay.
It's going to be Wednesday about 11:30.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, and check this out.
What?
You guys beat me to the punch. It was a nice giveaway. The hotel's coloring book.
What? Stress relief?
I know. It says it on the cover.
This is stressing me out.
No, don't. Don't let it because, okay, well, maybe just a little.
Wow.
It's a little stressful. But I did do my reviews for the perfect pencils to go with the coloring book, Prismacolor. Wow. Look for it on my blog. I'll do a little write-up about this. It's good.
Okay, Jenny. I don't really know what he... Okay.
Oh, my swell bottle.
Oh, your
did you know you could write on swell bottles with chalk markers?
Okay.
And I hashtagged it, Jer.
Okay.
The journey.
Of course.
The journey.
Because you can take it with you.
And it will just remind me.
Wow.
That I need to rest.
Jenny, I hate to tell you this, but really think...
I need to rest.
I think you need to rest from all this thinking about resting and relaxing.
I've been really trying to be very intentional about planning to rest.
Well, I love the fact you're being intentional, but I really think you might have missed the boat here.
Maybe.
I think what would really be great.
I think I'm having a hot flash, by the way.
I think it would be really great is if we go back to the beginning, maybe we think about it and unpack what really joyously embracing rest really means.
You mean back to the basics.
Back to the basics. I think there might be some women here who might be stressed out by your whole situation here. They might be stressed out, too, trying to figure it out.
They're stressed out for me.
They might be stressed
Thank
out
you.
For you.
Thank you all very much. All right, fine. Yes, we'll go back and we'll talk about joyfully embracing rest.
So how about we do this?
Yes.
Why don't we break it down and we'll do the J-E-R, the JER, because I think that's really clever.
Yes.
And we'll talk about each one of the letters. What do you think?
I'm totally good with that.
Okay, how about if you take the J?
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
How about if, just to make a little room, how many
so we're not knocking this thing over?
Whole basket of stress out of the way, okay? Okay.
You know, you're making me feel kind of bad about this. I know you don't mean to.
Should I take a picture of you?
No, please don't.
Jenny, talking about rest. Woo! All right, there you go.
Okay, joyfully. Wow. Like I said, I like words, and so a lot of times I just like to look up the meaning of words, which is kind of weird, but I like to make sure I'm using them properly. And so I make Diana do that too, just to make sure that we're on the right track. So we did look up the definitions of these words. I looked up joy, and the definition in dictionary.com, which I'm sure is perfectly accurate, says this. It says, emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. And I thought, yeah, that's really nice, but that sure sounds a lot to me like it has to do with your circumstances or an event that's taken place that's bringing you joy. And I disagree with that. Joy to me has everything to do with perspective. And you know, you can be in a really horrible situation, but when you've got the right perspective, that can help you be joyful despite your circumstances. And the perspective I'm talking about is from God's perspective. And the only way that we can know what God's word says is to spend time in his word. So that's my first encouragement for you and for me. And for Diana, we still, you know, we're, like she said, we're sort of on the tail end of the in-home parenting. Her kids are out the door. My youngest is a senior in high school. Big sadness. It's very strange to think I'm at this end of the journey, which really isn't the end of the journey, which I've realized that as well. You know, spending time in God's Word always has been a struggle. For me, even now that the kids don't need me as much as they used to. And so
spending time in God's Word, kind of reorienting my perspective and realizing that where I'm at and where God has me at this particular point in time is exactly where He wants me. And so I hope you all know that too. It can be really hard. You know, I was listening to Stephanie out there with their baby, and she was saying, you know, when they're pretty calm all the time and they get fussy, that's hard. And I totally remember those days. Gosh, it's, you know, it seems like so long ago, and yet not. It was like that. But, you know, those times are really difficult sometimes. And so remembering that God has you exactly where He wants you and your perspective is so freeing, because it can help you find the good in even horrible, really tough situations, frustrating situations. It's tricky. You have to make it a priority. I'm preaching to myself just as much as everybody else. It doesn't come naturally to me. And so making time, and sometimes, you know, just intentionally, you know, this is where we're talking real intentionality, to intentionally make time to spend time with God and His Word. You know, the more I do it, I will say the easier it gets, but it's so easy to stop and kind of get away from that. So being intentional about that. You know, our days can be really frustrating and hard, and before you know it, they're over. But when you remember that, you know, God knows where you're at, He's put you here, and He's given you the kids that He's given you, will hopefully encourage you to just keep on going. You know, one of the things we were talking about was having an eternal perspective. It's easy to get in the weeds of life and you know, to just think that this is never going to end where we're at right now, and you know, kind of wish that things were different than they are. But when you remember, you have that kind of bird's eye view that God has of our lives, it's very fleeting. It makes the things that are hard and sometimes frustrating just seem not like it's not so much in the broad scheme of things, you know. You find joy in your circumstances because of where God has you. I'm going to put my glasses on because I'm getting old. The true joy that, you know, we were talking about has to do with having a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, we can let the world kind of try to define what joy is or what joy should be for us, but we find our relationship with the Lord to be the sort of that foundation for what we do as parents, as moms. And that it makes it all worth it, you know, knowing that God knows me, He knows where I'm at, He cares about me. That's the thing that can give us true joy. One other thing that I wanted to say was, you know, sometimes our expectations for ourselves, like me in this crazy bag of mine, it's true, I do this. I mean, I might not do it like physically, but I do it mentally a lot. I plan lots of things. My Pinterest board is flooded with really, really great ideas that I think one of my boards is things I might do someday. It truly is. It's crazy. So, you know, sometimes my expectations need to be, you know, lowered a little bit. I was telling Kim, where are you, Kim? Or it was Rihanna. You were, it's one of you, I was saying, lower your expectations for me tonight. Yes, thank you very much. You know, sometimes I just have to stop myself and say, you know, you gotta relax, Jen. You gotta, you know, you just get carried away with all of these creative things that you want to do, and just relax, you know, kind of lower your expectations. Mother's Day was yesterday. Wasn't it wonderful? Yes. It's a very wonderful, rosy time. You know, it's almost like, it's wonderful being a mother on Mother's Day for about 2 hours. I remember I told my kids when they were little, I was like, can you please just not argue for like an hour? That would totally, you don't even have to give me a gift. Just don't argue. That's all I need, you know? It gets very rosy, but then reality of Monday comes and we're right back at it. So, you know, one of the other things that that we all struggle with as moms and as women is letting the world define who we're supposed to be as moms. And, you know, the world is saying, you know, get everything that you can get out of life, you know, do everything that you can do, you know, like Bethany was talking about, you know, be a professional and be a mom and, you know, be the social organizer of this and this club and this and your kids, you know, dance troupe and your husband's office party coordinator and all of these things. And we try to do all of these things and we don't do any of them well because we're just so totally exhausted. You know, just make it simple, you know, keep it simple. It's hard. It's hard for me to do that all the time. It's hard for me to do that. Right, Michelle? Is that right? That's hard. She knows. But, you know, I just have to keep remembering what's really important in the grand scheme of things. And, it's God's word. It's how I treat my children. It's how my kids are impacting me as a person. Those are the things that are really important. So, you know, lower your expectations for yourself. Don't let the world tell you who you're supposed to be, and use God's word as your standard. So that's what gives us joy. You know, it makes it so easy, really, if you think about it. That's the really great news is, you know, it's not up to us. It doesn't rest on our shoulders. The world does not rest on it. Sun doesn't rise and fall on us. And, you know, fortunately, we've got God to do that for us. So that's what can give us real joy.
Well, that's a great J, Jenny.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Hey, how about if I talk about E, embracing?
I love it.
Yeah, and you know what? Of course, I couldn't be outdone by her looking it up in the dictionary, so I had to find what embracing means too. Well, it means to take or clasp in your arms, to take or receive gladly or eagerly, accept willingly, to adopt, encircle, or enclose. Those all sound like really great things, which I want to eat. I want to embrace. I want to embrace this life and embrace what God has for me. But and I think the most important thing that for us to remember is embrace who God is and what he has done for us. You can't do anything in this world and really appreciate what this world has to offer if you're not embracing God and his incredible gift for you. So it's really got to start right there. The fact that he has reached down for you and then embrace that incredible gift that he's given by giving his son Jesus Christ for us on our behalf. And then he is embracing him as our savior, but also embracing that grace gift that is given every single day to you. I mean, that is the most important thing to embrace. After you do that, then everything else will fall into place. And as you embrace that incredible gift that God gave for you, I have to realize that, you know, embracing is an active thing. It's a verb. And it doesn't just kind of wash over you. So you're going to have to participate in this whole embracing thing. I mean, you can't just hope for it to happen. It's sort of like me hoping that I'm going to be fit and, athletes or something. You know, you can't just will that to happen. You actually have to participate in that. You do know that, right? So this whole embracing the gift that God gave you and embracing that and being able to pass it on to other people as well is something that you're going to have to actively participate in. And it's something you're going to have to actively participate in every single day. You know, you were not meant to function on your own. And as Jenny already alluded to it in the whole perspective with joy, is the fact that we really do need to be spending time in God's word and with him every single day. Because let's just face it, it's so easy to get totally off course and to get discouraged and to listen to messages that the world has to say about what it means to be successful and what it means to be beautiful and all those things. But you really do need to find out what the creator, the God of the universe, has to say. And that means you have to spend time. And I know it's really difficult in the stage of life that you guys are in. I know it. But I'm going to tell you this, it's always difficult. Just like Jenny said, it's not like just because my kids aren't home, there's some magical, you know, I don't know, place and time. So you have to make it happen. And what you're doing now, and even though you're getting small snippets of it along the way, is you're making habits that will carry you through. It's just so crucial. I cannot tell you how important it is for you to be spending time in God's word every single day. And today it couldn't be easier. I mean, there's apps, you know, there's Bible apps. You guys know that, right? Okay. You know, they send you a Bible verse every single day. I mean, how you guys are connected, your phones are right there. It couldn't be easier. There's ways you can put it by your where you're brushing your teeth. I mean, you all brush your teeth every day, right? You could put a verse right by where you brush your teeth. I hope you do. You know, I'm sure you're at the sink washing dishes, right? Yeah, okay. So you could put Bible verses right there for you. I mean, it could be everywhere. So even though those are snippets and you're grabbing them all along the way, which I totally can appreciate of where you guys are at, when you get to the place where I'm at and you have more time, it's something that you've you've got a discipline going and you know how important it is. You know what? It's like walking outside of the house without ever looking in the mirror. I mean, you would never do that. You wouldn't. I mean, you might have food in your teeth. I mean, you might not have, I don't know, that outfit might not look good together. I mean, we all look in the mirror. It's like going out without looking in the mirror to not spend time in God's Word. I mean, especially since you are impacting little people's lives. It's a huge undertaking. It's huge, and you should definitely not be doing it all on your own, because let me tell you, we struggle, and we can't do it on our own, but fortunately, we do know the person who can do it all. Okay, one of the other things is, too, is that if you struggle with, feeling overwhelmed and discouraged, or maybe just feel like the stage of life or where you're in, you're kind of in a negative mindset, I would recommend doing a thankful journal, just writing a number. I do that. I do it almost every single day. I put a number one. Thankful for, and I'm thanking God for what he gave me, even if it's like sitting in traffic so I had time to listen to finish a sermon, or so I could talk on the phone and talk to a friend who I sat in traffic, so I'm like, I'm gonna use that time wisely, and I talk to a friend. Also to daily devotional. I gotta tell you guys my favorite new devotional. Hey Alice. Okay, the carrot in the bookstore. You guys have got to get this. This is a really great devotional. It just hits you square between the eyes. And it's so easy to read. And it has a small verse at the top. And it's got really great writing. And then it has for further study. So if you have extra time. It's called New Morning Mercies, a daily gospel devotional by Paul David Tripp. And I just really can't recommend this book high enough. You can get it on Amazon. It'll be here tomorrow. Okay, you can get it in the bookstore. You can get a discount in the bookstore too as well. But I definitely have to tell you that. And one of the other things that I wish I'd done earlier in my mothering, and I do it now, is that I've made a spot for all my stuff, for me to spend time with God. And just a little nook. We make places for our kids to play. Why would we not think that it's important for us to make a nook for us to spend time with God? And I call my little area, because now I can do these things, I flip-flop my dining room and living room. Who needs a dining room? Who needs a living room? Okay, I don't need a living room. So I made my living room into my thoughtful spot, because it's kind of small, and I made my living room my dining room, because now I have adult children, and then we have all these people over, and I just want to linger at the table and just enjoy that. My dining room is too small for that. So I have this area, and I call it my thoughtful spot, like Winnie the Pooh. That's about my death is Winnie the Pooh. But anyways, so I could ponder, where I'm at and what God has planned for me and what he wants to do with my life and looking at his word and journaling. And it's just a really important thing. And I wish I had done that earlier. So if you can find a little spot, and what a great thing too to show your children how important it is for mommy to have a spot so she can think about the most important things of all. I mean, I just think it's incredible. So. And, somehow starting my day off with God gives me more hours in a day. How do you think that happens? Still 24 hours in a day, not like I'm really awake 24 hours a day, but it makes me more effective. It just makes me have the energy and the perspective of what I'm supposed to be doing that day, because otherwise I can be kind of a little bit, easily distracted. I don't know about you guys, but I can be easily distracted. And you know what? Okay, so let's embrace on the fact that, God has also got this parenting thing. It's kind of simple. Have you ever thought about that? When you look at God's word and the charges and commands he has given to us as parents, there's not a lot, because it's kind of simple. So sometimes we make it really complicated. So let's embrace the fact that parenting, the way God wants us to, is really pretty simple. But yet, it's incredibly hard. So we need God to help us. You know what? If you go back, I can tell you this. I went and Googled it. Not Googled it. I went to Bible Gateway, and I went to look at it. And you know what? There's just not a lot. You get in Deuteronomy. It says, teach these things to your children as you walk along the way, as you lie down at night, which is our whole philosophy for children's ministry here, which is morning, noon, and night. Just take him with you wherever you go. When you're putting your kids to bed, you're talking about God. When you're serving them dinner, you're talking about God. When you're looking at, at the park, you're talking about God. You bring them everywhere you go. So, that's pretty portable and pretty easy. It's easy to be the most important teachers your kids will ever have. You just take him everywhere you go and just talk about him. So I think that's pretty cool how God did it that way, to make it such a kinesthetic learning experience. Just what you're already doing. Just talk about the Lord while you're doing it. So that's not that difficult, but you have to also make sure that you have something to share. You can't give what you don't have. And it has to be genuine and coming from your own personal relationship with the Lord. All right, the next one that I found in the Bible is train up a child. This is all the way into Proverbs. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Which, you know, makes you have to realize that training a child up is really difficult. You need to make sure that you're spending time in prayer, and you're also being a student of your child, because training a child is different for each child. How many of you have more than one child? Are they different? They are very different. I have complete two polar opposite children. I used to say if I put them together, I'd have a well-balanced child right in the middle. But they're not. They're completely different. But you know what? So that takes a lot of prayer for you to be able to train in the way that they're supposed to be trained, because every athlete trains differently. Again, back to this whole thing. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Yes, I do box now. Also, too, I would say this, that training up a child in the way he should go is your part. And then the rest is left up to God. You're supposed to do your part, but then you have to rest in the fact that God is doing his part. You know, I have my kids. They're both grown adults now. One is walking with the Lord, one is not. You know what? It's all in God's timing. Okay, and the other thing is that the other verse that I saw in for parenting is all the way into Ephesians, I think it is. Don't provoke your children to anger. Okay, well, that's it. You guys, I'm telling you what God's word has to say about parenting. Well, that's not so easy, is it? It's not. But it means that you're going to be working on your attitude, because you reflect the way you are with your children makes them bring that back to you. I see a lot of parents talking really disrespectfully to their children. Like they're just very annoying, or then their children will talk like that back to them. I mean, that to me, I think, provokes anger, is that just treating them like they're an annoyance, or, you know, they're little kids, they're learning. They will ask you a million questions. They will, you know, walk too fast and, you know, not stay with you like they're supposed to. They will forget to hold your hand. They're little kids doing all those things. So I would say, I see it a lot. Talk respectfully to your children, and they'll talk respectfully back to you. And also to communicate expectations. I think, you know, provoking your kids to anger or frustrating them is you just tag them along like they're just a piece of luggage. I mean, talk to them about where you're going. What are you doing today? What are your expectations? So when we get here, you're going to have to sit for a little bit, and then they're going to call our name. Or we're going to go to the grocery store, and it's going to take us a little bit of while, but you're going to be my big helper. You know, those kinds of things help to not provoke your children to anger and frustration, and they help to, you know, just set the mood. Embrace that you can't do it all. You do know that, right?
We do.
Okay, you're not nodding your head. Okay, you cannot do it all. You know what? You need to prioritize your schedule and do the most important things. Do the have-tos and let some of the want-tos go, because it just can't be done. You also need to clear your schedule of some people that we call fun suckers out of your life. There are people who are very difficult to be around. And as a believer, as a Christian, we are supposed to love everybody. And I completely understand that. And I really do try to do that. But as far as people that you choose to spend time with, those who are difficult and hard and who make you feel less than, you can choose to put some boundaries in your life and not be around some of those kinds of people, because it's just unhealthy for you. So I want to, you know, encourage you that you can let that go, as well as some other things on your schedule. And you know what? Also, too, you don't have to have the cleanest house. That doesn't mean you're a good mom if you have a clean house, and doesn't mean you're a bad mom if your house is messy. Do you know that? That's right. I don't think God cares about your house being messy. He cares about there being love in your home. So. Okay, and also to make sure that you prioritize to have fun with your family. Fun is really important. That's where relationships are built. I mean, I have a 28-year-old and a 25-year-old, and I want us to love to be together. That happens now. You can't just, you know, go through and do all the, make sure that they're clean, you know, well-fed and go to bed and they are in the right classes. You have to have fun as a family. Otherwise, they're not going to want to come home and have fun with you when they're grown adults. That's the goal. I want my kids to want to be around me. I want to still have influence, especially on my son. How important is that? If I didn't focus on having fun when they were little kids, they wouldn't want to come home and be with mom now. I can tell you that. And also, too, just a little thing. I can't help it. I'm going to be a grandma, by the way. So now I'm going to start doing the grandma thing, going, you kids. But my daughter's going to have a baby, but I'm so excited for her. I can't wait to be a grandma. But I just spent time in Disney just this last week. My husband had a conference, and so I decided to go down with him to Orlando and hang out and whatever. And we went to Disney one day. And you know one thing that I saw and I was really surprised about, because, you know, I see a lot of young families here at Emmanuel inside the doors here, so I didn't really see it out as much in public. But there's a lot of parents and moms on phones the whole time they're with their children. And I just thought, how sad. Dinner. They're all, their kids are sitting there watching a video. Moms and dads are checking Facebook or whatever it is. And I'm thinking, nobody's communicating. And really, experience is supposed to be the happiest place on earth. And there's just not a lot of, like, I don't know, relational things happening. And I know it's difficult because I have all the, you know, Instagram and Facebook and all those kinds of things. And I have to work really hard to try to put it down too as well. But I'm just thinking, you know, all this that you're doing here is not relational on the phone. That your children and your husband are the people that you're supposed to be having a relationship with. And that means you got to put that on that phone and actually talk over dinner. So anyhow, and also embrace the fact of how is your family wired? You know, our families are completely different, just like our children are completely different. And some of you, your family just needs more quiet and downtime at your house. And some of you need to be out exploring. Completely different families. Some of you guys, maybe your family needs a whole lot more sleep. Some of your kids just need more sleep. And so you just can't be dragging them all around. You know, they just can't sleep anywhere. Does anybody, kids here can't just sleep anywhere? Okay, I didn't have kids who could sleep anywhere. So, you know, it was important for us to kind of be more at home. Also, the last thing, embrace this, parenting is repetitive, but it's constantly changing. But you know what? God has got it all under control. It's nothing is a surprise to him. All right, Jenny, how about you bring it home with the R?
Yeah, I'm ready to do some rest anyway. Anybody else kind of tired from the day here? I'll talk really monotonous, and then it will lull you all into a further state of rest and relaxation. Okay, no. You know, rest is, I did look again at the word rest, because I can't help myself. It really is very simple. It's not complicated, what Diana was talking about embracing where you're at, embracing the things that are important, and letting the things go that aren't important. And, you know, I know that I and she and all of our friends who are at the stage we're at right now, you know, kind of struggle with this and have struggled with that as well. You know, the things that we choose to do with our families, you know, the draw for sports and all these extracurriculars, it's so great. It's almost like an orbit pull, you know. It drags you in, and before you know it, you're there. And you know, we're all exhausted. So you know, just I want to kind of reiterate what she's saying about, you know, choose what's important for your own particular family, and don't let everybody else determine what you should be doing for your family. So rest. Rest is relief or freedom, or a state of being. And I thought it was funny, that relief or freedom thing, because if we rely on that as our definition of rest for joyfully embracing rest, we're not going to find it, because as moms, we will never have relief, and we will never be free from being moms. So we can't think about that definition. You know, we're always going to be mothers, even to our, you know, even when we're, you know, 80 years old, we'll be moms. So we'll never stop being moms, and we will never have relief from our children. It'll be good, and then, you know, not so much sometimes. But, you know, I was thinking about the things that keep me from feeling rest or peace. I am, believe it or not, an anxious person by nature, which, you know, I'm sure people say that they just can't believe it. It's true. Trust me. I kind of keep it all, I get all in knots when I'm start thinking about things. And it's funny, because tonight, being here at MOPS, I was just telling Diana this before we came in, my high school senior son, my baby, that's what I call him, he's still my baby, is playing his last high school lacrosse game tonight. Well, I'm assuming they're losing tonight, so... is that bad? Anyway, so I'm missing it. It got changed because of rain last week, and he was supposed to finish up last week, and he didn't. And so, you know, I was a little sad at the thought that I was missing that, but I knew we needed to be here because we had agreed to be here. And so I'm driving in, and I'm like, God, why did you make it work out like this? Why did I have to miss Caleb's last game? Why is that? And then, of course, I start going, maybe God doesn't want me to watch something really bad that's going to happen to him on the field. You know, maybe he's going to get hurt, and God is protecting me. I mean, that's sort of my crazy thought process. That's how I go. I'm like, oh, you know, anyhow, I'm letting you into my little crazy world, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, so these things that get me all tied up in knots, it just prevents that feeling of rest that is so important for us. God doesn't want us to be anxious, and he doesn't want us to worry about things that, first of all, we have no control over. And even if we did have control over them, he doesn't want us worrying about them. Again, it really goes back to perspective. You know, if I'm trusting that God's got me and my family in the palm of his hand, like his word says he does, you know, I'm going to be able to rest. But I am also a stubborn person who sometimes it takes a baseball bat to actually get my attention. And so sometimes God actually forces us to rest. He will allow us things to come along in our lives that kind of like stop us in our tracks and really force us to stop what we're doing and rest. And sometimes that's just to reorient our perspective back to him and what he wants for us. For me, because I am like that, God used my health to kind of stop me in my tracks and get my attention. I struggled with a chronic illness from my teens, and once I had kids, it really kind of sort of snowballed. I think the stress of having kids on my body in particular made it very difficult for me. So I was sick for a lot of years after I started having kids. And there were two summers in particular that were really difficult. But one summer, my youngest, he was probably two. And so I had a 2, a 4, and a 6-year-old. And I was not well. And so I spent most of the summer hanging out in my bedroom on my bed with my kids. And we watched a lot of Lunette and Molly shows from PBS. And, you know, what were some of the other ones about the dragon, Tales, and all kinds of other, you know, videos with the kids. And I felt so guilty that I was, you know, we were hanging out. It was beautiful outside. We should have been outside. We should have been going to the pool. And we were stuck inside. And I remember feeling guilty about that. Like, I was depriving the kids of so much fun because I was sick. And really, it ended up being, well, first of all, I always say God is very gracious to us as moms because, you know, I carried around, just with my illness, I carried around some, you know, baggage, like, what kind of childhood did you have? I'd go to the kids, I'm so sorry I yelled at you because I was having roid rage, and, you know, I'm so sorry I just laid around all the time and fell asleep. You know, I would do that with them, and I remember one time in particular, I sat him down, and I was like, I'm really sorry I screamed at you like I was losing my mind, and then I started crying, and I'm sure you thought I was a lunatic, and they were like, we don't remember that at all. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've been carrying around this thing for 10 years. Like, I have ruined my children. They're going to need therapy because of me. And, you know, God just gave them amnesia at that particular time, which is a really wonderful thing. So those things, you know, that we carry around with us, those sort of anxieties that we are ruining our children or we're ruining our family or whatever, we don't need to worry about that. You know, it's we can rest knowing that God has got us. So anyway, I thought that was very interesting, you know, how God would use my health to kind of stop me. And some of those times that, you know, when I was really kind of on my back and not able to do very much, there were a couple of books that some friends had given me. And one was this book called The Valley of Vision, and it was a bunch of Quaker prayers. And I'm sort of a, I'm not a super deep thinker, and this book made my head hurt because the way these people wrote back then was incredible. But God gave me that time to really kind of just meditate, really kind of like pull these prayers apart and make them my own. And they became easier to understand, really, the more I read them and kind of went through them. And I would write notes next to them and things like that. So God really used those times in my life where he really just had to hit me across the head with a baseball bat to get my attention, to kind of reorient my perspective and remember that he's got it, you know, even in the really difficult times. So this rest is not a, like, I give up kind of rest. It's, you know, it's not to throw your hands in the air and give up, like you have no control, so whatever, you know, whatever's going to happen. It's not that kind of rest. It's the idea that you are at peace with wherever God's got you. And I was thinking this morning, because I don't have little kids anymore, and so I don't really get to get, I don't have that feeling. And, you know, even when I make my sons, my 18 and my 20-year-old, I'm like, when mommy holds out her arms, you still have to give me a hug, you know, and they're like, oh, mom, you know. So I don't get this, but I was thinking about how much I miss that idea of rest, you know, when you're holding your child, and that, and even if they've been fighting and kind of fighting against you during the day, you know, they get to a point where they kind of give in. I don't want to say give up, but they give in, and they're laying against you, and you just feel like their body weight kind of sink into you, and as they kind of close their eyes and they go to sleep and they just kind of are like all on you. I haven't felt that in a really long time. I kind of miss that. But that's the kind of rest that I think that God wants us to have in him. It's just being able to sink in to him and know, I don't even have to worry about anything. That's that rest. So joyfully embracing rest. That's what it's really all about. I mean, we can do it, you know? We can do it, moms. We can do this.
And just like we said earlier on, I mean, Jenny and I are still in the journey, too, as well, yeah. And we are still pursuing joyfully embracing rest, just like you guys. We're just a little bit farther down the road, but we're still learning, too, as well. Yeah. But, you know, guys, I've always wanted to be a cheerleader, so as we close out our time here together.
Hold on, wait a minute. Me, too, because I got cut from the drill team.
So did I. Those were hard days. Let's not bring them up. Make
me cry.
Okay.
More baggage.
I so wanted to be a cheerleader. But so it's just because you've sat for such a long time. Could everybody stand up, because we're going to ask you to do a cheer.
Hey, where's the selfie stick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay,
no, I'm just kidding.
All right. So we're going to ask everybody to do, we're going to do the juror cheer, okay? So anybody, you guys who are real cheerleaders out here, I'm sorry. It's really embarrassing that
it's going
to
be ugly.
Try to do it. Okay. So hey, everybody, give me a J.
J.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me a J.
J.
You guys, we're going to joyfully embrace rest. And you guys, we made you guys little cards, little juror packs for you to take home with you. And they are cards written in here in your scripture, so you can pop these and put them all those places that we talked about, by your sink, by your
are they packs
in your car.
Of 10?
They're packs of 10, so we have one for each family. So here's your juror pack, because you guys are going to get your juror on this summer, okay? There you go. All right, guys, have a seat.